I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi, nau mai hoki mai ki tēnei punua pāhoki Everyday Māori, ko he me Kelly ahau.
Ko a Peter Woodfine ahau.
Tēnā koe hoa.
Tēnā koe.
Pewhi ana.
Tino pai ana e hoa.
Pewhi ana ngā mahi i te whare wānanga.
I te whare wānanga. Tino pai. Ka ua ua haere te mahi, heoi anō, he pai.
Kua tata mutu ngā mahi?
Ka ore, ka ore. E rua tau.
Kei te toi.
Kei te toi,
ai. Kia kaha koe.
Kia ora.
I just asked Āpera, kua tata mutu te mahi, is it, what did I ask?
Is it almost finished?
Almost finished. Mm. Koe rā te kaupapa o te rā, ko te whakamahi i te kupu tata. Ko taku pātai tuatahi ki a koe hoa. He aha o mohiotanga ki tēnei kupu, ki te kupu tata. What do you already know about using the word tata?
Tata. Ko te kupu tata, it's useful for saying that something is almost. Almost done, almost finished, almost read, almost full.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of contexts, is that correct?
Aye, we'll look at it in those contexts. Tata can mean almost. It can also mean close or near, in location or time. And there's lots of ways, different ways, that we use the word tata. It's treated differently depending on how we're going to use it. So let's take a look. Let's look at it as a verb in the first instance.
Oh, okay.
So the word tata on its own can be a kupu mahi. Mm. And depending on how you use it, if you're going to use it as a kupu mahi, you obviously put it in the place where the kupu mahi stands in any active sentence. For example, we might talk about the time being like nearly 8 o'clock. Mm. It's nearly 8 o'clock. And we would say, kua tata te waru karaka. Like 8 o'clock is near. Kua tata te waru karaka.
Ah, right.
So that, there we're using it as a verb. This is quite colloquial too, like when you're talking about the time, like it nearly being a time, like it's nearly 10.
Mm. Kua tata te kau karaka?
Kua tata te kau karaka. Ai. Kua tata te whetu karaka.
Mm.
So like the, as if that time is completing the action.
Right, okay.
Mm. It's moving closer. If I'm like nearing home, so I'm letting you know that I'm nearing home, I could use tata as the kupu mahi.
Mm-hmm.
Kua tata ahau ki te kāinga.
Okay.
Kua tata ahau ki te kāinga.
Does it need to be kua?
Yeah, because I've reached this point.
Okay.
Kua tata ahau ki te kāinga.
Okay. That's aye. Part of the whakaaro, is that you've reached this point and that's the point you're referring to.
Aye. But kei te tata mai te wā, like the time is nearing. Kei te tata mai te wā. So, yeah, I've changed the tense there to present. Kei te tata mai te wā, the time is getting close or near when we'll go. Kei te tata mai te wā e haere ai tātou. So we could carry on the kōrero. And just to note there, tata and whakatata are similar, but whakatata I think of as more of approaching or getting close to or getting near something or someone. Like, kau e whakatata atu.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go near or don't go close. Kau e whakatata atu ki aia.
Kau e whakatata atu ki te rori.
Kau e whakatata atu ki te rori. Ai, pai tēnā.
I was just thinking about what you just said. Ki awai.
Kau e whakatata atu ki aia. So we've got that use of tata, and then the other way we use tata is it will modify the kupu that it sits next to, whether it's sitting in front or behind that kupu. So it might sit in front of a kupu mahi. Ha e tehi kōrero.
Kua tata mutu te mahi.
Kua tata mutu te mahi. Ai, that's a good one. Because we often say, kua mutu, kua mutu. Like, finished, are we finished? And if you're nearly finished, you could say, kua tata mutu.
Mm.
Nearly done. Kua tata mutu. Kua tata mutu te mahi. I'm not home yet, but I'm nearly there. Kua tata tai ahau ki te kāinga.
Kua tata tai ahau ki te kāinga.
Like I've nearly arrived.
Mm.
Kua tata tai ahau ki te kāinga. He kōrero anō.
Kua tata pau te kai?
Pai tēnā. Yeah. Kaore anō ki a pau. Hasn't run out yet.
Mm.
Kua tata pau. It's nearly run out. Kua tata pau te kai. Haere ki te hoko kai anō. Pai.
So, pau's a stative, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we can use it with statives as well?
Te āhua nei. Looks like it. All right, so we've got it with kupu mahi. We've got it with a state. Kua tata pau. Tata tangi ahau. Ne? Mm. I nearly cried. Tata tangi ahau. Tata toremi te tamaiti. Mohio koe ki te kupu toremi?
Kao.
Toremi to drown.
Ah.
The child nearly drowned. Tata toremi te tamaiti.
Mm. I tata mate ia.
I tata mate. Ai, i tata mate. I tata mi a taku tarau.
Mi ia?
I tata mimi a hau i taku tarau.
Ah, ne.
Ai, i tata Kaaroha. Mi a taku tarau. I nearly pissed my pants.
It was a scary film.
I te kaha o te kata. Okay, moving on. So we have it there before. Akupu, let's say akupu, that it's going to modify. And then we might put it after akupu, that it's going to modify. So that kupu could be a location word to show that it's a short distance away. So we've got location words like mua, muri, roto, waho, rungararo. And if something's, quite often when we talk about a place being like outside of a place, like I think of where I'm from, Taihape, but we live just outside of Taihape, like we're about 20 minutes outside of Taihape. We use the same phrase in te reo as well. It'd be kei waho o Taihape tō mātou kāinga. And you could say kei waho tata o Taihape tō mātou kāinga. So adding on that tata there lets you know that it's outside of Taihape, but it's close.
Kei waho tata.
Kei waho tata o Taihape tō mātou kāinga. Quite often you'll hear atu, kei waho tata atu,
okay.
Added on.
Just to like paint the picture of away from.
Ai, kei waho tata atu o Taihape tō mātou kāinga. So we can add, you know, that kupu to show, indicate that it's not too far.
Okay.
It's close.
If I put it in front of waho, it would mean something quite different, right? Like, kei tata waho o Taihape tō mātou kāinga.
Kei tata waho.
It's like it's almost out of Taihape.
Kei tata waho. Kaore tika.
Okay.
Kaore pai ki te taringa. So we can put it in front of a verb we've seen, or a state, but in front of a location word, kaore pai. We're going to put it after a location word.
Okay, kia ora.
Let's try another location word e hoa. Anei te kōrero. My bag is just in front of you.
Kei mua tata i a koe taku pēke.
Kei mua tata i a koe taku pēke. Pai. Kei mua i a koe taku pēke. My bag's in front of you. Kei mua tata i a koe. My bag's like right in front of you. Just in front of you.
What's that one? It's like right in front of your nose.
Yeah. Kei mua i tō ihu. Kei mua tata i tō ihu. Kei mua i a koe pūkanana. We can put it after a time word. So our time words in te reo. Kaore no tāua kia kōrero mo te mō enei kupu wā. We haven't really done an episode on these. We need to. Mua and muri to talk about time. Mua being before, something that's happened in the past. and muri being something that's going to happen in the future or coming up. So we might say me karangate iwi I muatata I te karakia. Me karangate iwi muatata I te karakia. So we should call the people together. Me karangate iwi kia hui, like call the people together I muatata I te karakia. Just before karakia.
Right.
You know, I mua I te karakia, before karakia. I muatata I te karakia, just before karakia. Right. So doing the same thing there.
Cool.
As before.
Oh, that's so useful. That's just useful everyday language, right?
Mm-hmm. How tētahi kōrero?
Using like a time?
Yeah, mua or muri. So if we're going I mua before, I muri after, and adding on tata, we're going to add on atu or ake often. I mua tata atu. What about this one? We should go, or we will go after we've eaten, or after we've had food.
Ka haere tāua, a muri tata atu I te kai?
Tino pai. Ka haere tāua, a muri tata atu I te kai. Yeah, just after we've had kai.
The perfect time to leave.
Yeah. Muri tata atu I te kai. We'll leave you to do the dishes. No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. We'd stay and help. Yeah, no, we would never do that. Yeah.
Him and I, we're good boys.
Yes. Okay. Is that enough? There's a lot of different ways to use tata.
There's one more.
Ko tata mutsu? Ko tata mutsu tēnei kōrero?
There's one more. When we're going to... One more context. Tētahi atu horopaki. We can use tata in. And it's referring to things that are close by.
Koia, koia.
So we're going to place it after the verb in this context.
So before we did it before the verb earlier, now we're going to place it after the verb. So earlier we were saying it's indicating that something's like close to reaching a particular state. Ko tata mutsu, te mahi, like the work is nearly done. Here we're talking about something that's close by, near.
E noho tata ana koe ki konei?
Ai, tōna tata.
Tōna tata?
Tōna tata.
Ja, tēnā.
So you ask me, do I live nearby? E noho tata ana ki konei. That's a handy phrase. E noho tata ana koe ki konei. And I responded, tōna tata. Sort of close.
Sort of close. Yeah. Tōna tata.
So tōna pai. Sort of good. Not bad. Tōna tata. Sort of close. Kind of close.
Is it similar to āhua tata?
Ai. Okay. Eru erua. Ooh, kei te piri tata rāua. Kei te piri tata rāua. Those two are clinging to each other, but clinging closely to each other.
Piri tata.
Kei te piri rāua, they're together. Kei te piri tata, they're like clinging closely to each other.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Well, kua tai ki te wā, kua kore I tata, ne? We're no longer close to the time, kua tai ki te wā, we've arrived at the time where we've expended all of our ideas and thoughts on this word tata. Lots of different ways to use the word tata e huama, and all useful ways. These are kind of things that I say often, the modifier especially, because sometimes you want to be a little bit more explicit about how close or near something is in location or time or in arriving at a state.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of all the times someone asks me like, oh, do you work around here? Oh, close. Oh, where's the shop? Oh, it's close. You know, there's just so many moments where we're going to use this language. So,
e tata ana te toa. The store is close. E tata ana ki konei taku kāinga. Yeah, my home's near here. E tata ana. Ka pai, ka nui pea tērā.
Hai.
Kua mutu tēnei akoranga e hoa mā. Ka hoki mai anō māua ko āpira ā tērā wiki. Me etehi kōrero hou. Hei konā mai.
Hei konā.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai,
kia ukai poa no te reo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.